Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, offering us a unique sense of regional belonging. Thank you, municipal councils, for your support. Elephants in Melitta. It was one of those seasons, non-stop rain. Trouble is, edges of our roads would get soft. Well, I suppose that made it possible for us to see the elephants. They would have passed right on through otherwise. It was 1950. The Cole Brothers Circus was going through town when one of the trucks overheated, came to a stop across from Jack Olson's farm. As they got water, the truck slipped sideways, sunk to its axles. It was late, so we got up early the next morning to pull out the truck. Well, wouldn't you know, a couple of circus fellows came along with elephants. We don't see elephants much around here, massive creatures, smart too. They seemed to understand what was needed. The handlers harnessed the beasts with wide belting around their chests and over their backs. They strained with all their impressive might, but the truck hardly moved. The fellows then got their elephants to pull the back of the truck around into the ditch, thinking they'd get it going in the other direction. Well, they pulled it around all right, but the truck sank even further, and the harness broke to boot. Now we had two elephants without harness. I suppose galloping across the prairie free as bygone bison didn't come to mind. Well, it's a good thing. Somehow they understood their jobs. They put their foreheads up against the back of the truck and pushed. Nothing. Fortunately, a loaded fuel truck came along. He couldn't get past, so we chained him to the circus truck and to pull backwards. A trainer motioned to the largest elephant. He put his head against the front bumper of the fuel truck. Shucks if he didn't dent in the bumper, pushing it right into the front tire. By this time, Farmer Jack saw the performance. He chugged up with his 2236 International with steel lugs. He first pulled the bumper away from the tire. Then he hooked to the back of the fuel truck. The elephants weren't going to be sidelined, though. They needed to see the job through. One pushed on the lower side of the mired truck. The other pushed the rear. Lo and behold, the combined power got the truck out. Hooray! I pinched myself to make sure I was seeing right. We had to admire the intelligence and stick-to-itiveness of those elephants. I was hauling fuel those days as well, so I was around when the driver told his boss that his bumper was bent out of shape by an elephant. The boss accused him of falling asleep at the wheel. Why else would he cook up a story like that? Since I was within earshot, he called me over. "Boy, am I glad to see you," he said. "Tell these fellows about the elephants." "They don't believe me." "What elephants?" I said, just to add to the fun. Elephants in Melitta was first written by Jerry Dreyer. I adapted it from a version in Vantage Points 5. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of short stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Surrus Plains Heritage Association. Visit vantagepoints.ca. To hear past stories, go to discoverwestman.com/community. See you later.